Hey guys, it's Connor, and I'm joined by my mother.
Hi guys!
And today I want to talk about Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney was the Vice President of the United States during George W. Bush's presidency. And this was in the early 2000s, but I just kind of want to show the influence, the power, and the corruption that went on during Dick Cheney's Vice Presidency. He was easily the most powerful man in the world at the time, and yet, still to this day, nobody knows his name. So, I'll get into that in a little bit. Let's start with a background on him. He was actually born here in Nebraska, in Lincoln. And eventually he moved to Casper, Wyoming, and that's where he kind of grew up. And then I'll come back to Casper, Wyoming here in a second. But he ended up making his way to Yale, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'd say.
And he had a good life going for him until he started drinking and partying and got kicked out of Yale. Then at the time he had a rough marriage, a rough job, and a rough life. And
if you're drinking enough to get kicked out of Yale, I can't imagine things would go well for you.
So as his marriage was close to an end, he kind of turned his life around. And he started getting into politics. So he started an internship with the government, and it allowed him to be part of the political realm and kind of oversee what was going on. And I guess he impressed a few people, because his first role in office was in the late 80s, as he was Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. Eventually, a few years later, he moved on to Chief of Staff under George H.W. Bush, also a huge role. And that's kind of where his first starts as a politician came. Later on, he went back to Casper, Wyoming, and he ran for a seat in the House of Representatives. And he did this as a Republican, big Republican values, family man, low taxes, government wants to take our guns.
Yeah, Wyoming's pretty conservative. Yep. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a breeze, and that was until his daughter came out as lesbian, and he saw that as a really big problem, cut ties with her, announced that he cut ties with her, just to kind of show that he is very conservative, and that kind of shows you the man he is, and the politician he is even too. And but he did end up winning the seat, and he gained even more experience in the political world. And he had actually retired a few years later, living in Virginia, not doing much, living his best life. And in 2000, George W. Bush stopped by his house, paid him a visit, and they got to talking. And George W. Bush asked him to be his running mate as vice president in the 2000 election. And Dick Cheney was actually pretty skeptical of this. He didn't actually want to be vice president. I mean, he was having the time of his life in retirement. Yeah. Kids were gone. Well, one of his kids was gone. The other one was in college, and they were just kind of done. And soon they started negotiating, though, and kind of almost arguing or just talking. And Dick Cheney kind of wanted to have a bigger role as vice president. And so George W. Bush was like, yeah, okay, you can have a bigger role. You can have influence over a lot of what happens. And I think George W. Bush really just wanted him on because he worked with his father. The first reason he was running for president was to impress his father. So if he could have Dick Cheney, who was working directly under his father, I think that was a big factor in having him as vice president for him. And so they actually did end up running together and winning together. And so for 8 years, Dick Cheney was vice president under George W. Bush.
It's interesting that Bush gave him that much control in the negotiations, because vice presidents don't usually have that much power or influence over what goes on.
Not at all. Even in recent years, you don't see that much power that Dick Cheney had. And you see this here shortly after they take office with the attacks of 9/11. And while this was going on, George W. Bush made a call after the second plane hit to Dick Cheney, pretty much giving him complete control of what was going on and giving him authorization to make military calls. And so Dick Cheney ended up making the call and telling the military if they deemed any planes in the air as unsafe. They may be innocent civilians in there. There may be, it may be hijacked, you know. They didn't know.
Or but maybe if
they,
not.
Or, right. They if they deemed it unsafe, they could shoot it down. And that was kind of like his first overstepping of power and his use of influence as vice president, which is pretty crazy. And then soon after, he uses the attacks on 9/11 to make some money, and he started working with oil companies and talking with oil companies. And I don't have any evidence for it, of course, because it's being hidden, most likely, but I assume he was taking rewards from these oil companies in order to push this narrative on the Middle East. And
specifically, what, like Iraq?
Iraq and Libya were like the two main, but mostly Iraq.
Cause, oil rich.
Oil rich, very, had a lot of potential. I mean, it was a gold mine. And so he pushed this narrative that there were terrorists, and these terrorist groups were fighting and trying to gain control of the nation and all this. And he even pushed out the narrative that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, is what he said. And soon after, you see that is all a lie, and he made that up.
Well, and yeah, so, but still to this day, a lot of people don't even know that.
No, exactly. A lot of people don't know that.
It's interesting because he, you know, Bush was the face.
Yeah.
All along, like I went through 9/11, and Bush was the face. I never would have assumed that Cheney was having this much control and influence.
Yeah, Dick Cheney was the invisible man behind all of this. And so you have Dick Cheney pushing this narrative. And then the Americans became quite confused. Like, who are we fighting here? Are we fighting small terrorist groups, or are we fighting a nation? Like,
who's this war on terror against?
Right, who's this war on terror against? And so this is when he could really push it on Iraq. It was a lot easier for Americans to assume that we were fighting against a nation for what happened on 9/11. And that's what they did. They pushed a narrative that Iraq was responsible for 9/11. And so they went with that. And ultimately, they failed at conquering Iraq. I mean, obviously, oil companies still made their way to Iraq and controlled a lot of oil there, but
kind of made a mess of the Middle East in general.
Oh, a huge mess. Dick Cheney was responsible for the death of most likely hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. So this was just a huge part of how corrupt he was. And then next, kind of leading up to that, you have Guantanamo Bay, which he didn't create, but he was responsible in making it what you think it is.
Today.
Right, yeah. Today, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Torture.
So it was it's a small island right next to Cuba, and small part of Cuba, excuse me. And it's not controlled, it's not ruled by the U.S.
Yeah,
it's not a part of the U.S.
Right.
It's controlled by the U.S., but it's not a part of the U.S. And it's not, so it doesn't have to abide by federal rule or
international
rule.
Really? So, well, they don't.
they sure don't, because they started using torture methods against even innocent people who were there. So they started using these torture methods that A, didn't work, and B, were extremely, extremely, like, immoral to me, at least, and
yeah,
to a lot of people.
Inhumane,
very inhumane. And so, again, he was behind this. Another piece of his vice presidency that was just
corrupt and
overstepping.
Yeah.
I would say the last big thing that kind of proves how corrupt he was the terrorist surveillance program. So when Edward Snowden released released information that the United States had been watching people through their phone cameras, been looking at them through their emails, watching them through their emails, text messages, phone calls.
GPS.
And these are, for the most part, innocent civilians. So they play it off as this terrorist surveillance program, but I think it was pretty obviously seen as just a way to spy on innocent Americans. And so this is what kind of led to his downfall, especially in approval ratings. He had a 13% approval rating from Americans. I mean, that's the lowest I've ever seen. I've never seen anything lower. So I would say Dick Cheney is one of the most corrupt people in American politics, and yet his name is unknown.
It's virtually unknown. I never would even think of all of this about him.
Just to kind of show some corruption, his corruption is a clip from the movie Vice, which just shows his life and his role in American politics and as vice president. It's a great movie. I recommend checking it out if you'd like to know more on this topic. But this clip, yeah, it's just a little funny skit, kind of just
demonstrates
who he is and what he did, pretty much. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.